Rich, a big week for bluegrass in the bluegrass.
It has been, and it kind of caps off this weekend with the Festival of the Bluegrass, which has been going on for now 41 years, if you include this year, and always is sort of the premier bluegrass event here in the heart of the bluegrass. And so they've got an all-star lineup with folks like the Seldom Seen and the Grass Skulls and Dry Branch Fire Squad and Detour and Newtown, who are local favorites. So, you know, a lot of big names that people are well aware of and willing to go camp out in the Kentucky Horse Park for the weekend to see.
Well, Rich, I know personally I've got a good experience of events of Best of Bluegrass, the second year in a row for that event. How is that coming off, and how's that working out in the
year? Well, they really upped their game this year. I mean, I was talking to people at the Steep Canyon Rangers show over at Pauly's on Wednesday night, and they were kind of just fascinated at the idea that they had seen Town Mountain and Steep Canyon Rangers and the Roys and Dale Ann Bradley all for free during the week here in downtown Lexington. And it, you know, it really was kind of a snapshot of what I think a lot of people would kind of like to see happen more in Lexington, where there's more of a happening live music vibe going on. I mean, that Wednesday night, I remember standing there in the Short Street parking lot after I parked and thinking, well, you know, I could walk down and see Larry Cordell at Parlay Social, or I could go over and see the Red Barn recording, or I could go over and see Steep Canyon Rangers.
And then there's another festival underway with Kentucky native actor Harry Dean Stanton actually participating in this year's festival.
This is the fourth year for the Harry Dean Stanton Festival, and sort of the way they got Harry Dean to become a participant this year was they invited the right guest. You know, every year they have invited people who have worked with Harry Dean Stanton to be the celebrity guest at the festival and kind of participate in Q&As about working with him and things of that sort. And this year they invited Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, who co-starred with Harry Dean in Dillinger, which was a 1973 film about notorious gangster John Dillinger. And Harry Dean has always, he's had a relationship with the festival and its director, Lucy Jones, but he has not come saying he doesn't like to fly, and he is 87 years old and you know, probably not the most mobile person in the world anymore, but you know, still very active and still acting in movies. At Triangle Park, there's going to be a showing of Cool Hand Luke at Triangle Films Friday, then the Farish Theater at the Library, and then at the Kentucky Theater. But Michelle Phillips apparently called him up and said, what do you mean you're not going to your own film festival? And sort of got him to agree to come out. So that's going to be a big event Sunday night at the Kentucky Theater.
Okay, another event that is an alternative or maybe an addition to the bluegrass activities, the Blackbird Dance Theater.
Right. This is sort of a now for something completely different. This is a troupe headed up by Jenny Fitzpatrick, who is well known for her work with Summerfest and area theater, you know, particularly her choreography. And so this is a theater dance troupe sort of devoted to her modern dance work. And they're going to be collaborating with local rock band Chico Fellini at the Downtown Arts Center on Friday and Saturday night.
All right, Rich Copley, thanks for keeping us up to date on all this exciting activity. Don't have too much fun this weekend.
I will try not to. Thank you.